Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends in sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things great in sports history. And we are at your sports break for October 25th. And we have some great items to share with you today. Some of the greatest athletes in the world, their uniforms that they wore, and the events that they did on October 25th through history. But before we do that, let's make sure you are aware of our newsletter. Yeah, the Pigpen has a newsletter. Comes out each and every day, 7 days a week, 365 a year. Every day, 6:30 a.m. Real easy to sign up for. Go to the show notes of this podcast or go to pigskindispatch.com or jerseydispatch.com. Real simple and easy. Now, your uniform numbers we'll talk about today on October 25th are numbers 70, 31, 18, 4, 44, 23, 36, 6, and number 16. October 25th, 1964, what many consider to be the biggest mistake in National Football League history, the wrong way run of Minnesota Viking legend Jim Marshall occurred on this date in 64. The defensive star wearing number 70 ran 66 yards in the wrong direction for a safety errantly when he got turned around in what he thought was a scoop and score. Now, let's not make any mistake. Jim Marshall was one of the finest defensive linemen in the National Football League of his era, possibly of any era. And let's not let this one mistake define who he was as a player, because it shouldn't. He made one mistake, and anybody could get turned around like that. But he's a legendary player and deserves to be treated as so. October 25th, 1973, the Chicago Cubs traded number 31, Ferguson Jenkins, to the Texas Rangers for third baseman number 18, Bill Madlock, and number 4, Vic Harris. October 25th, 1973, the San Francisco Giants of baseball traded Willie McCovey, number 44, to the San Diego Padres for pitcher Mike Caldwell, who wore number 3 that season. October 25th, 1978, the San Diego Padres pitcher, number 36, Gaylord Perry, is the first to win Cy Young Awards in both leagues. This time he won it with the Padres in the National League, previously in the American League. October 25th, 1986, did the curse of the Bambino strike again? Well, they were trailing 5-3 with two out and no one on in the bottom of the 10th were the Boston Red Sox, and in New York rallied to win Game 6 of the World Series 6-5 after number 6 of the Red Sox, Bill Buckner, misplayed a ball and allowed the Mets to come back and win that game. Mets win that series. October 25th, 1987, in World Series action, the Minnesota Twins defeated the St. Louis Cardinals 4-2 at the Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome for a 4-3 series win and a franchise first in Minneapolis. Most valuable player was Twins pitcher number 16, Frank Viola. And that is your sports history for today, your sports break for October 25th. Glad you could join us. Hope you enjoyed this little bit of history, including the uniform numbers of the great stars that made the game so very popular and so memorable with all the actions they did, good, bad, or indifferent. Still memories and great things in sports that we really like to enjoy. For more great sports history, go to sportshistorynetwork.com. 30 podcasters bring you all kinds of great information and podcasts with guests and topics that'll blow your mind. Thousands of hours of listening to, all family friendly, sportshistorynetwork.com. And also go to our websites, pigskindispatch.com and jerseydispatch.com, for your daily sports history and football history. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. Sorry, but my pitching coach just called timeout and he's coming out to the mound. I think I'm going to get yanked for a reliever. We'll see you back tomorrow for some more great sports history on Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com. Not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel. Get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.